Greetings and welcome to City Maven, where wine and people meet. We are on a journey from Chicago to Spain. We're looking for that perfect bottle of wine. So join us as we interview everyone under the sun, from teachers, local artists, and students. We want to know what you're drinking. So don't forget, bring your own bottle. Welcome back to City Maven. I'm your host, Andrea Corral, reporting to you virtually, but from the physical location of Chicago.
This is episode 9, part 2 of common grape varieties and how to pronounce them.
We all have moments of inspiration. We just never know how it's going to arrive. Well, mine came to me in an Uber ride this past weekend on the way to a wine tasting, thanks to Rhea.
As I hopped in her car with my clinking bags, Rhea asked, "What's in your bag?" I responded, "Oh, just a few bottles."
So then I asked her, "What's your favorite wine? I may just have a bottle for you in my bag here." And that's when she responded, "Pinot." Yikes!
I'm going to pause here for a second. Aside from being a tad bit ESL, my alter ego is British, and that's when I responded in my head, "Oh dear, we omitted Pinot from our list." My disclaimer here is, this is a work in progress. I do foresee other episodes in the near future. So here we have it, part 2 to the growing list of grape varieties and how to pronounce them. Gewitztraminer. Gewitztraminer. Macabeo. Macabeo. Monastrell. Monastrell. Müller Turgo. Müller Turgo. Muscadet. Muscadet. Nero d'Avola. Nero d'Avola. Pinot. Pinot. Sangiovese. Sangiovese. Semillon. Semillon. Verdejo. Verdejo.
That wraps up this episode, sponsored by CityMaven.com. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.